Welcome to the Nourish Me podcast. I'm Joanne Pavin, your host. And if you found yourself here, you're ready to take actionable steps to optimize your health and live a more balanced, productive, and creative life. In our tech-driven world, we need a reminder to slow down, stop the scroll, and take digital breaks. I'm here to inspire you to step away from your screen, to nourish yourself through nature and connection to others, to follow a new algorithm, the rhythm of real life. So let's get started. This is Joanne Pavin, your host of the Nourish Me podcast. Welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're here today because I am super pumped to bring you my next guest, a powerhouse change maker and professional leadership and executive coach, Rain Martin. She is the founder and CEO of It's the Impact. And this, I have to say, is the most impactful episode of the year. No pun. You definitely want to listen until the end. We are coming down to the home stretch of 2023, everybody. And this is a powerful episode because it's going to inspire you to really take a look at your purpose and motivate you to give yourself the space from now until the end of the year to reflect on what is your purpose, and even more importantly, what your mission is. We unpack all of that today with Rain. It's really a mini masterclass. We give you tools, examples, and actions to implement right away. Rain is not only a wonderful human, but a fantastic leader that I have had the opportunity to work with one-on-one this year. I am super grateful for that. And the changes she made within my noggin. Wow. She gets right into your mindset and maneuvers things around like only a magic fairy can do. She definitely has special powers. And I do encourage all of you at the very least to get started and check out her newsletter, which you can find on her website, itstheimpact.com. That will be in the show notes. Rain found It's the Impact after she realized her purpose is to help leaders make a lasting, positive impact on the world by doing what they want to do, but are afraid to do. She helps leaders articulate their purpose and their why, leverage their unique set of super strengths, and take bold and game-changing actions toward a better future for the communities they serve. During our conversation, Rain and I determined that you can do all the self-care in the world to nourish yourself, but if you don't know your purpose, you'll continue to feel undernourished, uneasy, or incomplete. We both agreed that this is the foundation of health, that all the activities in your life fill you up when they're built on your purpose and your personal mission. Now, everyone has a mission and a purpose, and Rain helps cut through all the weeds that we create for ourselves that get in the way of discovering it and living it out. Without a doubt, after listening, you will want to put in the time and work to realize your purpose and personal mission, or your company's purpose and mission, which will help you live a more productive, creative, and impactful new year. If you want to open more doors in 2024, Rain Martin is someone you want to meet. Without further ado, I give you our impactful conversation.
Welcome, Rain.
Hello, good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm so grateful you're here today.
Oh, and thank you.
You have meant so much to me in my life over the past two decades. So I want to thank you for that. Rain and I have known each other for almost two decades now, since about 2004 or five. So yeah. We've been in this friendship and a professional relationship for some time. And today she's going to talk about her powerful and impactful, no pun intended, her impactful way that she uses her business and her coaching to help people find their purpose so that they can make an impact. So her business is called It's the Impact. And Rain, why don't you just tell us about It's the Impact and what you do?
Yeah, so we are a leadership support company, and I love to use support versus development because my theory is we have everything we need. Leadership is difficult, and there isn't enough people and organizations out there that are making it easier for leaders to really make a difference in the world by while also being themselves, being happy, having more balance in their life. And so we are a leadership support company that specializes in helping leaders really take their leadership skills and their organization to a place that's really going to create positive, impactful change in the world.
And that's huge now, because with a click of the mouse, we can impact so many on a multitude of platforms, right? But with that also, I think, comes the confusion, because we have all these inputs from all over the web and in this digital matrix where people get confused, right? They take in the messaging and why am I not doing this? Why, you know, why am I in this place and could be at this place? And so you really help cut through that noise with your techniques, with your programs, and you help individuals like myself in individual coaching, but also organizations help find their purpose. And why do you think it's so important to do that first, just for physical, mental, and emotional health? Because, you know, that's a big thing today. It's like everybody wants to feel balanced in all those areas for wellness. Why do you think finding the purpose is the foundational piece of everything?
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, I think gets to the essence of why we have such a good friendship as well as like a good business respect for one another, because we both really believe in people being well, both physically, mentally, and yet we have really different approaches for it, which I think is really cool. You know, and they're similar, different, but similar, right? And I think for me, when I think of self-care, I'll just be totally honest, you know, sometimes I get stressed or triggered about, like, you know, does that mean I need to be going to the spa more? Do I need to be walking more? Do I need to be going to yoga more? Right? And it's like, I do those things. I like to do those things. Those things don't necessarily fuel me, though. What fuels me and what a lot of my clients realize fuels them that I help do is really understand, like, why am I here and how do I make that thing happen? Right. And for a lot of people, I think, are out there like me, who really believe that they get their energy, their mental health, their physical wellness from having an extreme amount of clarity about what they're about, what matters to them, and then how to create that world around them for the benefit of others. And that's really, to me, what wellness means and is so essential. I mean, I would just personally advocate that, you know, you could do as many massages as you want and eat as healthy as you want, but if you don't have that grounding in yourself, you're still going to feel off balance and not well.
Oh, that is a golden nugget. That is huge. That is the main point of not only, like, people's spiritual health, but like you said, mental, emotional, and physical, because they can be chasing everything outside of really what is at their core essence, and their core essence is their purpose. Yes. And so you have a framework from which you work, right? So when you're doing this, and oftentimes companies, you'd mentioned in a conversation before that companies have a mission, or say even individuals have a mission statement on their website. What is the difference between a mission and a purpose?
Yeah, great question. Great question. So I'll tell you sort of the technical definition, and then I'll go into a little bit more about what it might mean more personally for us. So from a technical standpoint, a mission, and this won't be a surprise to most leaders, right, is a statement that reflects the collective sort of summarized version of what everybody there is working towards. Okay. A purpose, a personal purpose within our own leadership, is the personal reason that we're doing the work to contribute to that mission.
Like their why.
Yeah, their why. Their why. Exactly. Their why. Okay. Their why. And but stated perhaps in a little bit more sort of actionable way than how we might generally think of whys. And I'll give you a couple of examples, because that really tends to be the best way to do this. So I've got some client, I will use some client examples. I have one woman that I've worked with years ago, amazing woman. She was a teacher at the time, but really was working to start her own organization. And she had been through some things herself that really was the reason that creating this organization was important to her. And it was an organization with the mission, the derived mission, of ensuring that families in the NICU had the resources and supports they needed in that very traumatizing, difficult time of their life. That was the mission of the organization. Now, her personal purpose was that no family experienced the NICU alone. Yeah. That's the reason she woke up every day and did that work. And you can see the difference emotionally and from a motivational standpoint, coming into work, not just providing resources, but that sort of position of, I know what it's like to have been alone, and I want to make sure no one ever experiences that.
Exactly.
That's an example.
When you work through that, do you work through it through a number of weeks, or do you do sessions where people are coming to you through a program? You have a program called Changemaker.
I do.
Is it just through Changemaker, or are you actually individually coaching people to through finding their purpose in a different program? Or
so I work with groups and companies through the Changemaker program. Mm-hmm. And then I do also do one-on-one coaching for some leaders. And it's essentially the same. I mean, one thing I want to say about this, that because I've worked with so many people now about this, for anybody listening, you know, a lot of times we hear this topic and we can start feeling a little heavy and we start having some inner dialogue around it that isn't true and not helpful. And one is, oh my God, I'm never going to find my purpose. It's so big. Or why don't I know it already? Or, you know, you know, this stress and weight that can often come with people, and I see this a lot, thinking that it's too big and it's so profound of a question that it almost becomes overwhelming, right? Yeah. And what I say is, that's not true. Actually, the truth is you're living it in some way now because you can't help it, because it's actually you. Right. But what we don't always have the time for, that we provided, it's the impact, is a space dedicated to truly looking at those nuggets, putting them together, someone to ask us the questions that help us understand what drives us, and someone to help us put those themes in a way that actually sensible to us. So we collect that information, we process it with the person. And then what we do, which I think is really sets us apart and really, really gets people going into action, is help them really get down to that 5 to 7 word concise statement that then they can go out and share with the world. They can share with their team. They can share with their funders. They can put on a clipboard and have it in front of them every day, that just really then grounds them and gives them that satisfaction that they have the words for what it is that they know matters to them and connect off of it.
Yes, exactly. And so I want to shed light on how you helped me this past year, because Rain and I worked together. She helped me professionally, and you helped reframe the questions that I was, or actually the statements that I had in my head. You helped me reframe them by asking myself certain questions. And often it was, why do you think that's true? Or is that true? And having me reflect on the fact that most of the things that I had in my head weren't true, that weren't negative or working against me. And then being able to reframe how I looked at things altogether. So sometimes having that space and a professional like yourself and coaching and with the programs that you've done in the past, having that professional there to lead you is a game changer and a change maker, right? That's it all together, because in a small amount of time, like helping people do that, then they can hit the ground running with more of a laser focus than if they're mulling around and the distractive thoughts or the limiting beliefs and all of that. I want to add to that by saying you also have a great, the beginning phase of working with you is finding strengths. Often people aren't even looking at their innate strengths. Yes. And so once we find our strengths, we think, oh, you know, we kind of just look at them like, oh, I'm strong at this, I'm strong at this, but we never really analyze them to the depth where we can use them to propel our career, propel our personal lives. And so I thought that was really big. And now when you get into your mission as Rain's mm-hmm. mission, or it's the Impact's mission, mm-hmm. what is that mission? And then tell me your purpose.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd love to. If you don't mind, let me go back to something you said.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The strength stuff. So, and then I'll come back to that question, because you raised such an important topic. And I do want to even drive it home back to the wealth work that you do, which is, you know, we have this brain processes thousands of thoughts a day. Most are subconscious. There's studies about this. This isn't just the world according to Rain, right? Yeah. And many, many are negative. It's called the negativity confirmation bias, right? And the reality is that we aren't taught these things in high school. We're not taught these things in lower school. We're not even taught these things in college. And what I tell a lot of my leaders is, look, you know, because a lot of them are running big organizations, nonprofits, they understand that, like, my job's to go out and secure, you know, $1 million check to apply to an initiative, right? And I argue, you know what's as, if not more valuable than $1 million check to leverage? And that's our brain. That's literally our brain and what it's telling us. And one of the cool things about the strengths work is it's my way to help people without having to have them do all the work to re-narrize, because that can be difficult. It can be overwhelming. It's a body of work on itself. But one way to quickly sort of get into that space of realizing what we're capable of and to shift those narratives is to ground people in a strong identity with their zone of brilliance, right? With their zone of brilliance. And talk about wellness, right? When you're walking around every day realizing that, wow, I'm worth a $10 million check by virtue of just waking up every day because I have these amazing skills, right? Like that is... right? That puts a bump in your step. That makes you happy when you're struggling with challenges and you go, what am I doing wrong? And instead go, wow, I'm so right at things. Let me pull on the right thing, because I know I can do it if I pull on the right one. Or even finally, which I really love, is let me love my strengths so much that when they're not helping, I can lovingly say, you know what, you're great. I know you're not going anywhere, but for this next hour, I'm going to put you aside because I just don't need you right now. That kind of self-love and self-awareness is really a level of wellness that I think for leaders is so important. So I just wanted to thank you for raising that back up and give a little more context around that.
No, I know. And we'll come back to your question, but I want to say that the strength that I discovered was connectedness. So my top strength was connectedness. And it helped me step into really connecting. Like, I dove into the podcast and want to connect all of these great messages through the world matrix. And I love now just thinking, okay, no, I'm going to connect everybody. I'm going to connect the dots within small groups and large groups and really embrace it like I'd never before. So thank you for that. But before you tell us the mission and the purpose, what's your top strength?
Well, and just to affirm yours, because I mean, what I love about that you're doing the podcast and all the other group things is you have this amazing aura and this amazing energy that just makes everyone feel so welcome and so loved, right? And it's it's a special thing. So what I love is you kind of, it's not like you didn't know that, but having words for it just makes it a little different. Right. Yeah, it just makes it a little different. And I'm just
putting
putting so
a label on it, right? Label. Like, we're supposed to unlabel, but now we're label. That label.
So thank you for what you do in using that strength too, because I know it matters to so many people. I one of my top is and we all sort of tend toward one or two even in our top five, but I use strategy a lot, which I actually think helps a lot with people determining their purpose, because I see patterns, I see information, I can quickly put a picture together with it. But I often joke too sometimes that, you know, knowing it and loving it can also make me not overuse it, because I give this example of like, you know, I'm going to go to the grocery store with my husband and I can come up with like five different ways to go and like what's going to happen and what might not happen and what we could accomplish if we go this route versus that route. And he's like, we're just trying to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. Just
leave it alone. So I'm able in that moment though, to go, you know what? Yeah. We're just going to the grocery store and kind of laugh at myself and still love that I can do that, but not have to do it right now, you know? And so it's, that's one of my top, and it is, you're right. It is really transformative work for people when we can get down to their zone of brilliance for them. Yeah.
So zone of brilliance, what is that zone of mission for you, the mission statement?
Yeah. So for us, so my, our purpose, my purpose, you know, because it's my company, is to ensure that leaders are actually creating a better, more equitable, sustainable world for others by not being their own worst enemy. And that's my purpose. And, you know, just to give a little context of how we can help people get to this, I'll share a little bit of my story, if that's okay.
Yeah, I want you to.
Why this matters to me. And this is some of the work we do with others. So I grew up in a household with a mother who is, you know, phenomenal, super smart, beats everyone in Jeopardy and Trivial Pursuit, makes amazing things, like literally things that people, jewelry that people buy off of her. She used to make these amazing teddy bears out of old antique ties, right? Like just really cool stuff. But unfortunately, she, you know, never saw those things in herself. And I saw that growing up, and there were things that she would do, you know, that to herself that just reflected the lack of belief that she had in her own self and her own capacity. And I did a speech about this not too long ago, and I got to sit down and interview her and see if these sort of takeaways that I had about our upbringing and how she felt were real or not. And not only were they real, but they were even more intense than what I realized, because she grew up in a household where she was told she was dumb. You know, she wasn't allowed to go to college. When she tried to pursue her own interest in art, you know, she was forbidden from doing so, right? So, you know, and who knows what happened to her mom to sort of create those conditions, right? But I realized when I started saying, okay, I need to like live my own purpose and help other people do that, I realized that it came from the pain of seeing this person I love so, so much not see the things in them that I saw. And that really is what fuels me personally every day to help leaders do this work sort of on behalf of others.
That's awesome. And I did have a brief moment last year where I was able to meet your mother. She is sweet. And you are very lucky, right, to have such a wonderful mom. And hopefully now she does see those things. She does see those things because of you.
She does. She definitely, she said she finally, in her 70s, is there, you know, and she is an artist. She sells her jewelry and, you know, people eat it up, and she's amazing. She is amazing.
I love that. That's great. Well, because you touched on the, and again, that's your mission. Your mission was that for the company, but what then is the purpose? Because that is different. You said it's similar, but different. So what's the purpose?
Yeah, the purpose is to create a world where people love themselves and are do more than they ever thought was capable.
Yeah. And then
that's
so,
my purpose.
And that's huge. And I always see the be the change, right? You've got you've got that as part of your MO is be the change you want to see, you know? And that is so true that we have to stop ourselves multiple times a day to really think on that, because how are we acting? Because there's a ripple effect to how we're acting, you know?
Yes.
But bring us to this. I know people like the background on anybody, like life story. You shook up a lot in life. Like it's no mistake that you have what's called the change maker program, right? So before we get into the change maker, you shook things up from the beginning of time. Like you were born with, you know, a force in your soul to make things happen, right? To change to change the narrative of many things. So I don't know if you're prepared to talk about it, but if you can shed some light on your background, going back as far as you'd like, childhood or high school, tell us how this all sort of erupted in you.
I appreciate that. And it's fun for anybody listening. I mean, I'm going to be 50 next year. And, you know, it's fun to be in a place where you can talk about these things and really believe them about yourself. You know, because for so many years, I'm sure there's other people out there listening, right? You just really rob yourself of really believing and seeing all these amazing things. And it's nice to be in a position in my life where it's like, oh yeah, I actually have been that person, you know? So, you know, I want to just name that, like, I'm feeling that in that moment. I know it's coming out in that moment, but I didn't always feel that way. I didn't always see that. And so it's fun to talk about it in this way. You know, I am blessed as being a person who can make things happen, which I really, really appreciate. I think some of that is my parents. Some of that is me. Some of it is just whatever ethereal thing you believe in and sort of gets created. And I'm very thankful for it. And I've been using it for a long time. I mean, when I was a junior high, I staged a boycott against worksheets when I was in the sixth grade, because the funny thing was, it wasn't even about me. I was like, you're not educating my friends. And we had been together since we were five, because I'm from a very rural town, tiny, tiny 200 people, K-12 school, 17 kids in a public school. Mm-hmm. And because we knew each other for so long, I knew people wanted to be president. They wanted to be authors. They wanted to be lawyers. And I just knew that it wasn't going to happen with this type of education. And it bothered me. And so I staged a boycott. I got sent to the office. I had a petition once because boys weren't allowed to wear earrings to school. And I was like, that's not fair. Like, why can't they wear an earring to school if they want? I raised lots of issues and lots of things around the sort of way that we were segregated at school. Mm-hmm. You know, like I remember being in eighth grade and having this friend named Dale at the time, who was a Black gentleman, you know, in eighth grade too. And we had so much fun, a lot of banter. We were always messing with each other in class, and the teacher called us out of class and insinuated that it was inappropriate, right? That there was something, you know, not cool about it. And I said at the time, are you being racist? Because we're Black and white. You know, I'm 14 years old, maybe 13 at the time. And she was shocked, right, that I would say something like that. But it was 100% what was happening. You know, I was in a school where they had segregated beauty pageants, segregated homecoming, right? Like, so those things always, I guess I've always been a little bit of a rebel rouser in that regard.
Right. And tell the listeners, you were from Alabama. Right. A small
Louisiana.
Town.
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Louisiana. And then also, this was not too long ago. I mean, this was in
late 80s.
So, you know, it's like, wake up, everybody. Right. You woke them up.
How dare you? Right. Like, this person is a legitimate, totally equal person. Why would we treat people differently that way? Like, that's always mattered to me.
And then that passion sort of followed you even into the work that you were doing in CHA, or I don't know if you want to touch on that. Like, you followed really your passion and interest in elevating people through your work. That's where I first learned about what you did, you know, and this was almost two decades ago, but when you were at that organization. So that was the type of work you were doing there too.
I came there. I was 27, super young, and they were in the throes of tearing down all the high rises in Chicago.
I should preface this by saying that CHA is Chicago Housing.
Yes, the Chicago Housing Authority, absolutely. And I came in, and people were getting 24-hour notices under their door to move. Mm-hmm. Some people were 60 in their 60s and had only lived there their entire life. People were chaining themselves to buildings. And I got there, and, you know, over about 5 years, we totally shifted that to 18 months long process, thousands of dollars invested in helping families move, you know, getting people employment access and economic development as part of that process. And so treating people as the amazing humans they are, whoever they are, has always really mattered to me. And it has shown up a lot, particularly in fighting for equity and equal access, education as well. I've done a lot in that space as well.
Yeah, no, that is amazing. And so it would be no mistake that you're doing a change maker program, because you from the early times in your career have been initiating change and showing that it can be done, and it can be done in a short amount of time. Even with what you've done with me professionally in the past year, it can happen. Like it can, as soon as you set your mind to it, or you set that focus, you can achieve so much. Before we get to the depth of like the change maker and all of that, I want to say, what do you feel wellness wise? Now I'm from the space of wellness, but if people are skipping the process of finding their purpose individually and for their organization, if they're skipping that and just sort of going about their professional life or their career, what do you see stops them up, or what do you see as a barrier to success if they're not finding that right away?
Yeah, I think a few things happen. I mean, one, this is very common, and I see this, I see people wanting to stop this when they get, you know, in our age range, but there's the chasing the career ladder, right? This sort of eternal hamster wheel of, I need to move up. I need to move up. I don't know why I need to move up. I don't know why I want to move up. Yeah. Right. I don't even know what that role is. I don't even care about the money associated with it. I just know that I'm supposed to go up. Right. And then people do that and they don't even realize they're doing it a lot of times, but they get a little older, a little more experienced, and look back and go, wow, like, how did I end up here? I'm not even happy. I'm not even satisfied. There's so many things out in the world that I would rather be doing. And really, that's an output of not having had the space or time to really understand that while you should move up and want to move up, it's to what end, right? And it almost creates a world where you, in some ways, have to start over a little bit, which can be hard. I work with a lot of leaders that do that. We do purpose path career shifts. I do with a lot of people. And we do the same exact work around purpose and strengths, but really helping people understand you don't actually have to start over, but you have to be willing to make some important shifts to get your career track back into the space that actually really matters to you. I see people getting passed over for promotions that don't live in this place because they're working hard, but they're not, there's a difference between working hard and being 1,000% invested, right? Mm-hmm. And that shows up. Bosses can see that. Coworkers can see that. And when you're showing up every day because you are, you know, you're making sure, as we went back to that example, that no NICU families alone, like that's driving you. That shows up in your spirit. It shows up in your interactions. It shows up in your willingness to sort of push through your own barriers. And a lot of times, if you're only at the company working hard for their own mission, but you're not really connected to it, you get passed over for promotions because the other people next to you, maybe that is their passion and their purpose, and they're the ones that are going to get those things. So, and then for some people, the final thing is they're just unhappy and they don't know why.
Yeah.
Right. They're like, I make good money, right? I have a title, you know, I have the things that I'm supposed to have, but I'm not happy. And they can't even put words to that, it not being their purpose. But for some people, that's as sort of ambiguous as it can show up too.
So this is a space, and I think space is a big word. This year has been I think that's my word. You know, people have a word of the year. I think I go back in retrospect and look back in hindsight, space. Mm. And space can mean many things, but you're giving professionals an opportunity and space to do that in your program, in your coaching. You're giving them that space. You're holding that space for them to discover that. So once they discover that, it's a launch pad for them to go into a whole new phase of their existence, really, like driving force from their inner soul's calling, you know, that voice that's always in there. And like you said, people are continually on this hamster wheel where they feel they have to achieve, make more money. But then at the end of the day, they can't wait to get off so that they can enjoy their life. But you're actually saying you can enjoy your life in your life's work when you find your purpose.
Oh, yes. And you should.
Yeah,
and
you should. Should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I work with, they work hard and they work long hours. Like it is, they're type A overachievers and, you know, work matters to them. And I want them to be okay with that. Like I sort of in some way reject some of the material out there around, you know, I mean, there's everything's nuanced. So obviously you can't work so hard you don't have other part of life. But if you want to work 60 hours a week because you freaking love working, like I don't want to make you feel bad about that, right? But let's do it so that your life is your soul is fueled, like and you're happy because not only is it you, but you're creating something in the world that matters to you. And you can see it because you know what it is you're driving toward. And very few things to me can feel as satisfying to that, particularly to leaders, you know?
And that's huge because you're touching these people who have many individuals below them, or like you said, they're leaders. So they're impacting many individuals, and through those individuals, there's a ripple effect. And so those leaders have to really know where the heck they're coming from, right? They do. They have to pinpoint it, and just like organizations have to know where the deeper meaning behind everything.
Yes.
And I just want to share a few things on that, which relate to wellness, because there are so many people who are stressed out and unhappy, and they often think that, like you said, running on the treadmill or, you know, getting massage or following a certain diet or being a certain weight on the scale, whatever it may be, is going to bring them happiness. But, and I find many times when I'm doing, you know, health coaching with people that it's really not about that. It's about, well, how are you living your life daily? And it really comes back to that initial question about what does light you up? What does make you happy? What is your personal mission? So how can people work with you? And can you shed some light on that Changemaker program and who that is offered to, your ideal client?
I would love to put in a plug for you first, though. I want them to work with you as well. There's nobody I know that creates as much loving space for other people. And so when you said space, my heart skipped a beat because it's like, that's what I see you do. And you just have, for anybody who is sort of struggling and not even sure why, like, call Joanne. She's like the best place to start because she will allow you the space to figure out like what it is that you actually need. And she is full of resources. And I've never met a person that actually allows people to be you the way you do that. So,
you are too.
Oh, it's so true.
I am going to practice what I learned this year is I receive. And I appreciate that. And I'm going to say you have been a light. I have my candle lit here. You've been a light. You've been a light in my life as well. So, you know, these are powerful gifts that we're able to use and share. And so thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. So with the Changemaker, this is our group program for companies. And, you know, it's a way to scale this kind of work and to have a dramatic impact in a company because we're not just working with the one leader in charge. So the way it works is a leader and their leadership team come together and they work together through the Changemaker to answer these questions. Like, what is our purpose individually? How does our purpose tie to the mission? What is the great work that we need to be doing that actually is going to make that mission come alive? How do we defend our time and our resources so that we're not just coming to work every day, going to meetings, answering the urgent, and then leaving feeling like we've accomplished nothing? I mean, that is such an easy trap to get into, and you have to work against it, to work against that culture pull toward that for all organizations. We also do a lot of work on the mindset stuff, right? The reality is, as much as people may or may not want to talk about it, you know, what we think as we come into our office or come to our home desk every day determines how we feel, and how we feel will determine what we do. And that's just a fact. So for companies that aren't pushing the envelope in the way that they want, or maybe they've got cultures that are not healthy because they're not having conversations that they need to be having, or leaders that aren't like fully stepping up into their own power, a lot of that is simply the result of what they're telling themselves. So we teach people how to metacognate, we teach people how to empower their thinking. And then last but not least, we teach teams and people how to build champions for their work. You can't make change alone. And you've got to enlist stakeholders. You've got to enlist the rest of the organization, and you've got to make time. Like, we talk about relationship building is like, as if it's just like an easy thing that just happens. It's like, no, you have to put it on your calendar. You have to know who you need to build relationships with. You have to make the headspace to care enough about those people to deepen those relationships. So we focus on all those. It's one-on-one coaching for everybody included, and group masterminds curriculum that we've created around this that's delivered through an app. Despite how overwhelming that may sound, I'm pleased to report that like all the people that have done it said doing the program's way easier than they ever thought. The results have been astounding. And, you know, because I've been in those roles, it's, you really can do all of that work for, you know, anywhere between an hour to 2 hours a month. And be transformed as a leader and as an organization.
Well, and I have to say, I affirm that, because you and I had spoke just 1 hour once a month, and the leaps and bounds that my mental and my professional thinking and mindset have took in that time were incredible. And I want to say that I loved you eradicating my aunts, which automatic. Automatic negative thoughts. The ant.
You got it.
You did. I give full credit to Rain for that, because you did. You pointed out the fact that there's no need for that regular recording to play in your brain, that you have to stomp on those ants. And then from there, you can create the change that you want to create.
Yeah.
And so you did such a fabulous job at that. And also the mental, you can cut through right away. I want to say that Rain has the ability to just cut through because of her strength of strategy. She's looking at it from the 30,000 foot view saying, think back, boop. She's putting everything sort of in a domino order that helps you fall into success a lot quicker than maybe you would see it yourself. You do that really well. What else can people do just right away, like after they listen to this episode? What are some things they can implement, action steps, you know, three top things that they can do starting today? Say they're not going to be in your change maker, but what can they do?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So a couple easy things. So I use a tool to discover strengths that we include in our coaching. It costs a little bit of money, so I wouldn't say do that one, because, you know, that I wouldn't want you to just invest in that on your own without the supports to understand it. But there is this cool, fun tool that's from the, it's the VIA. It's the,
I've used that one too.
Virtues. Oh, perfect. Yeah, thank you. Virtues. Yes, 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 yes. And it's, I want to say, oh gosh, we might have to put an edit on this.
Virtues in action.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. You can go on, you take, you know, it's a 15-minute, 20-minute little questionnaire, and then you get this report that says these are the key virtues and values that you hold true. And I think that's just a good place to start. It's free. It doesn't take time. It's really fascinating. When you take it, read through it, and ask yourself, what am I most proud of that I recognize I use on a regular basis? Because here's the thing. It's not just good enough to have the report. You have to internalize the information, which means you have to really grapple with it. You have to ask yourself questions about it. So take it. And then again, ask yourself, what am I most proud of here? that I know I display on a regular basis. The other thing I would do is, you know, you can go to our website. We have a Purpose Path workbook. It's super fun. I tell people, get a coffee, get a tea, get a cocktail, whatever your pleasure is, you know, have an hour or so, sit down. There's fun questions in there. You know, if you were to write a book, what would the title of the book be? For instance, is one. It's on our website. It's www.impactitstheimpact.com. And go to resources. And in there, you can see the Purpose Path Discovery Workbook. Download it. Have some fun with it. It allows you at the end to answer themes. Like, what themes do you see, you know, that are popping up in your answers? And that'll start you on a little bit of a runway there. And then the other thing I would just say is just start the practice of metacognating. Just notice what you're thinking every day.
And that's a big word, metacognating. I love that.
I know. I like saying it too, right?
It's so fun. I'm going to meditate and then I'm going to metacognate.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Okay. The M&Ms. I'm going to do my M&Ms for today.
That's good. That's true. That's awesome. So all of the places that Rain can be found will be in the show notes, but it is www.itstheimpact.com. And then you hang out on LinkedIn. You're on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And you publish a newsletter that's there.
I do. You can sign up for that on our website as well, or on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah. And that's really a great newsletter. I'm on your list and I do read it. It's a very professional newsletter and with lots of great tips. So any closing thoughts or anything that you want to leave us with on It's the Impact or Changemaker? Anything else?
You know, I think just maybe a few things. I mean, one, I for any leaders out there listening, and you can be, you know, leader with a big L, big organization, leader with small L, small team, or you're starting, your organization is new, or you've been in existence for a long time, I appreciate you. I know that you don't get enough appreciation for what you do. I know that work is so hard and there's so limited resources out there. So I just want to tell you that I see you. I know the difficulties you go through every day, and I want you to stop being so hard on yourself. It's a hard job. Everyone's staring at you. Everyone's judging you. You're judging yourself. You sign up for that. And I would encourage you to really know what it is you're there for, because, you know, at the end of the day, I really do feel like the best gift you can give yourself in the world is to create something beautiful and amazing that has a positive impact with your leadership. And so if you're not feeling that you're doing that at the level that you want or that you should, reach out to us, because I guarantee you, we will help you. We will help you do that. Don't waste that position for yourself or for the world.
Really. Yeah. And you have discovery call too. So anybody can reach out to you, book a discovery call, and then just chat with you. And
absolutely,
that's no obligation. They can just
absolutely hang out.
Get to know if you guys are going to jive together. That's awesome. I love you. I do. I just love you. I love the work that you're doing.
Same. Because
it is having a ripple effect on our world from the top down and from the bottom up, because you find the purpose on the bottom of the foundation of the pyramid and we work up from there, but then from your leaders down. So you have this full body approach to changing the world, girl.
I love you too. Like, I'm a tough nut to crack. Joanne knows this. I'm slightly stubborn, right? Because of my strengths. I've got that. And no one can make me feel seen or cry in a safe space like Joanne can. That is so true.
Oh, I love that. I love the marriage of our strengths that we've made this year together. And so I hope for future collaborations too. There's a lot that is here that we can offer together to the world. I want to say thank you so much. I'm grateful for you. And everyone needs to head on over to It's the Impact, and they need to follow Rain on LinkedIn. So thank you so much, Rain. Appreciate you.
Oh, I love you and appreciate you. Too,
and you'll be back. You'll be back. There'll be other conversations, I'm sure. This is there's so much nourishment in the conversations that happen for business, health, and life. So we will be back together again. So
thank you. And thank you for creating this for people. I know it's making a big difference too. And I just love and adore you. And I'm so happy to do this, and I'll do it anytime.
I'm grateful for you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And if you feel inclined to nourish this podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts.